morning, and what a joy to be able to stand before you this morning. That I should say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. As Paul mentioned, when we got here to London, it was late last night, and we were so tired. We had to wait in line for 2 hours to get in to the UK border for some reason. And we didn't feel like doing anything, but once again, I'm so glad that I'm with you this morning. And when I got up this morning, I found out that England has made to the quarterfinal in the semifinal. Excuse me. And when I heard that news, I thought, well, England should thank to the Korean people for beating Germany.
Yay!
And you guys, where you are because of Korea, you know, partially. But, as Paul mentioned in the beginning, what matters most is not the football game. We have gathered here to talk about His kingdom and the way that He is walking amongst us. Well, if I were to ask you, where is God? How would you answer that question? Some of you would say heaven, or in my heart. Some people believe that God dwells in church buildings like this. However, the Bible says that God is all over the place. David says in Psalm 139, we cannot escape from God's presence. It starts in verse 7, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my beds in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, and if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me and will hold me fast. Think about it. It's mind-boggling for me to think that God never has to go anywhere because He's already there. The Bible says God is everywhere. Jeremiah chapter 23. I'm a God who is everywhere and not in one place. Do you know that I'm everywhere in heaven and on earth? Today we are talking about what theologians call God's omnipresence. The omnipresence of God simply means God is everywhere. He's here. He's there. And He's everywhere. There's no point in the universe where God is not. He's everywhere. He's not limited by space. He's not limited by place. He's not confined to any one location. Yes, it's a hard concept for us to imagine because you and I are finite creatures with a body. Have you noticed that it is impossible for you to be two places at the same time? You can't. But it is no problem with God because God is a spirit. So He can be in many, many places all at the same time. And He is everywhere. Now, if God is everywhere, you and I need to recognize it. I need to be aware of it Even right now, this room is filled with radio and television waves. Every room in your house is filled with radio and television waves. You don't see them, but they are there. And if you can tune into those radio and television waves, you will benefit from them. Likewise, God is here. You don't see them, but He is here, just like the radio waves are. So if you can learn to tune into the presence of God, it will benefit your life. God is everywhere. But my natural reaction to a doctrinal statement like that is, so what? What difference does it make in my life? So I want us to look at some verses from God's words this morning that deal with implications that God is everywhere. What does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? I believe there are at least four common experiences in life. When I am lonely, when I am worried, when I am tempted, and when I am discouraged. I believe these are the very four common experiences that you and I go through. And God's presence in your life will make a difference in those four areas if you let Him. First, when I am lonely, I want us to remember that God is my companion. Psalm 25, it says, "Turn to me, Lord, and be merciful, because I am lonely." Some of you may be lonely right now. It's very interesting that we live in a world where there will never be four more people in the world. Yet there are more lonely people. There are many different kinds of loneliness. There's a loneliness of death of a spouse or a friend. There's a loneliness of a new school. There's a loneliness of growing old. There's a loneliness of a husband or a wife who won't listen to you. And my wife knows that really well. There's a loneliness of success. The life at the top is lonely. There's a loneliness of the feeling that you are not understood. So there are many different kinds of loneliness. And you'll be alone in life when you are married, when you are single. That's a fact. Can you be lonely in a crowd? I think the loneliest time in my life was when I got lost in downtown Seoul, Korea one time. 10 million people around me, but I was so lonely in the middle of this sea of humanity. The Bible says that God said the first thing He didn't like about the world when He created it. God looked and said, "It is not good for man to be alone." Likewise, God does not want you to be alone. But it is something that everybody faces sometime. So what do you do? You have those moments of uncontrollable loneliness and you cannot do anything about it. You must recognize God's presence, knowing that He is with you, which means He is your companion. Hebrews chapter 13, God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." God is your constant companion, and Jesus called us friends, as we have, you know, sung. What a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus is saying to us, even right now, you are my friends. He is a friend that knows more about you than any other friends. Even he knows more about you than you do. He understands you. You have a constant companion. I want us to know that God is always with us. You know, when you have a challenge, we like to have somebody with us. Remember your first day at school, and you want your parents to go with you? Isn't that the case? We like to have reinforcements. So when I'm lonely, I need to remember that God is my companion, because he says, I'm always with you. He never asks you to do anything by yourself. David, one time, got so lonely. And he says in Psalm 16, your presence fills me with joy. And that's the first benefit of knowing, recognizing God's presence. And he says, if you recognize it, God's presence cheers me up. It makes me feel better. When I'm lonely, God's presence cheers me up. So, when I'm lonely, God is my companion. The second common experience that you and I go through is this: when I am worried. Isn't it true that you and I have a lot of worries in life? When I'm worried, God is my confidence. God is my confidence. Isaiah chapter 42. It says, when you go through deep waters and great troubles, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you won't drown. When you walk through the fires of oppression, you won't be burnt up. You know, that scripture reminds me of the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, very funny names, Meshach, and Abednego, who walked through the fire. And when they were walking through fire, God walked through it with them. However, when they came out, the ropes were burnt off, but they were protected. Maybe some of you are going through a fire. Some of you are going through difficulty this week. And none of us can predict the problems we are going to face. But one thing that you and I can be certain of, God is going through it with you. Because God is with you. When I am worried, God is my confidence. In the Old Testament, God told Moses one day, you are going to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. Moses started making excuses. God, I cannot do it. I'm insecure. I'm nothing. I can't speak. And God gives one answer to his excuses. And he said, I will be with you. My presence will go with you. And I will be your confidence. So when I'm lonely, God is my companion. But when I am worried, God is my confidence. Remember, the first time I spoke to you in this building, it was like yesterday, last October. Even while I was speaking, I had some concerns. Here's a great church. I had no doubt that God is going to bless this church. But starting a new church is a very, very difficult task. So I had some worries. Is it going to work? Are they going to survive? But
I want us to know that here we are sitting after a few months seeing all these God's blessings pouring out, you know, upon us. So when I'm worried, I want us to remember that God is my confidence.
Psalm 16. I'm always aware of the Lord's presence. So my challenge to you this morning is, are you always aware of the Lord's presence? I'm not always. But if I were, look at what the results would be. The psalm goes on to say, He is near and nothing can shake me. I'm so thankful and glad and I feel completely secure. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the second benefit. When I'm lonely, God's presence cheers me up. But when I'm worried, God's presence calms me down. It gives me stability. I have confidence because I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because He is with me, I can handle. You can handle everything in life. I can even handle death. Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because You are with me. That kind of confidence does not come from psychology. It comes from knowing that God is with me. He is with me all the time. He says, nothing can shake me. I am completely secure. So, when I am lonely, I have a companion. When I am worried, I have a confidence. I believe the third common experience that you and I go through is this. When I am tempted, isn't it true that we are being tempted all the time? When I am tempted, God is my counselor. Which means God is ready to give me advice. He is ready to help me make through the temptation. There's a well-known passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. That is an encouraging verse. When God is with you, He provides a way out. When you are tempted, He is your counselor. You know, there are several things about this verse. First, it says, temptations are common. They are common to man. Which means you and I have the same problem. People think they have a unique problem. But they don't. We all have the same problems. And if there are the same common problems, it means there must be a common solutions. And they are in God's Word. Then He says, God is with me when I'm being tempted. He's right there when I'm being tempted. And that's a motivation for me not to give in. When I realize that God is here watching me, that is motivation to resist the temptation. I don't want to sin right in front of God. Every time I do sin, it is as if I do right in front of God's throne. So the real benefit of God's presence is that His presence not only cheers me up, not only calms me down, but God's presence helps me out. He knows exactly the kind of struggle, you know, going on in my life. He knows I'm walking right into it. He is already preparing an escape route for me to get out of it. And He has promised to help me. That's good news, isn't it? It is so much easier to control yourself when you know other people are watching. Have you noticed that in your life? You go to a buffet place, for example, restaurant. You see this huge bowl of chocolate.
You think, I'm going to take the whole thing. And you begin to hip in onto your plate. Then you look and see a slim lady standing next to you. Then you tell yourself, what a pig. And you hip it back into the bowl. If somebody is watching, or some of you who are in school, you don't ever attempt to cheat on a test when you know the teacher is standing over you, watching you. So when people watch us, it is a motivation. But we are talking. Someone who is the author of the universe, God is always watching you. So when I am tempted, He is my counselor, He says. I am making a way out. I will help you. I will help you control that anger or whatever problems that you are struggling with in your life. If you will just rely on Him, He is there to help out. Now, the last common experience that I mentioned, when I am discouraged, God is my comforter. The Psalm 34, it says, the Lord is my close to the brokenhearted. Is your heart breaking this morning? Is your heart breaking this morning? There's a book called Where is God When It Hurts? Came out a while back. The answer to the question is, He is with you. He feels your hurts. He feels your discouragement. He knows you are not making it. He knows you are frustrated. Even some of you sitting here are going through some rough times right now. And you are ready to give in. You are ready to give up. You are ready to throw in the towel, saying, I'm not going to put any more effort into it. I'm going to terminate the business. I'm going to terminate my marriage. I'm going to give up on my kids. Well, you may be ready to give up. I don't know what you are going through. Whatever it is, I want you to know that God is going through it with you. You are not alone. His presence is there because He wants to be your comforter. God is not some impersonal force. He is not some far off, away power. But He is very personal and He is right there with you. I see all kinds of reactions that people have in life. I see the reactions to funerals. I see the reactions to hospital stays. The crisis that come that nobody can predict or plan. You remember that gentleman who gave us a special word last October? Mr. Zhu? Who was the former ambassador to the nation of France. Yeah. Last week, he had to go through a big-time surgery for 10 hours because he just found out of blue that he's got fourth stage of brain cancer. We don't know what's going to happen. We have scars. And they don't get over things as quickly as people who depend on the presence of God do. People hurt so much more deeply and much more severely than those who know that God's presence is there. But I want us to know that God is there to encourage them. Psalm 116. The Lord stopped my tears and kept me from defeat. So I walk in the presence of the Lord I kept on believing, and even when I said, I'm completely crushed. And even when I was afraid and said, no one can be trusted. And that verse has been applied in my life a couple hundred times. Time after time. When I have been discouraged. When I was ready to quit. I thought I was in the wrong direction. Believe me, when I started serving many nations in Europe, I was discouraged so many times. I woke up so many times in the middle of the night. I felt that I am completely crushed. Who am I doing things in Europe? I don't speak their language. I don't look like one of you guys. I'm a typical looking Korean guy. I felt like I was totally crushed. I must be in the wrong direction. I had no resources to serve. But let me tell you this, without the presence of God's encouragement in my life, I would not have made it. Times when you think, I am defeated. Times when you think, I'm completely crushed. Times when you think, nothing can be relied on. That's when you need to recognize the presence of God in your life. The presence of God not only cheers me up when I'm lonely. Presence of God not only calms me down when I'm worried. The presence of God not only helps me out when I'm tempted. But presence of God sees me through when I am discouraged. It gives you the motivation to keep on going. The power to keep on keeping on. It renews your strength. It lifts up your heavy heart. It gives a new vision. Well, I want us to bow down for a prayer. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to make this prayer with you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God's presence is here with us this morning, whether you are aware of it or not. God wants you to know Him. He wants to feel His love. He has been around your life since you were born. He's always been around you. In a fact of life that you need to tune into. I want you to say in your heart, God, I'd like to know your presence in my life. Then just be quiet. Maybe we can take a big breath and relax. As you do, I want you to tell God what's on your mind. Whatever they are, aches, pains, feel good, worried, tired. Tell Him what's on your mind. Right there where you are seated. And if you have never done so, would you invite Jesus Christ to come into your life? Because God is a spirit, He can move in you. Radio waves go through your life all the time. God can come into your life. In fact, Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And Jesus said, "I'm knocking at the door of your life. And you will open it up. I will come into your life and live with you. And you with me." So I want you to say in your heart right now, "Jesus Christ, come into my life right now." Then thank Him in your heart. thank Him all the things He has done for you. And that is so-called praise. Thank Him that He is going to be with you all next week. Thank Him that you are lonely. And when you are lonely, He wants to be your companion. That He is there with you. He will cheer you up. Thank Him that He has promised that when you go through deep waters, He is going to be with you and you are not going to drown. And He will give you confidence and stability. And He will not forsake you. And thank Him that He can calm you down when everything is uptight at home and at the office or the work site. Thank Him that you face temptation this next week. He's going to help you out and there will be a way of escape. And if you are discouraged, if you are heartbroken, I want us to know that God is with you. He loves you and He's going to see you through this time in your life. And thank Him for Him. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your words. And that is relevant. And thank You that You are with us. Help us this next week to sense Your presence. And help us to make this confession that says, the Lord is in this place. Thank You for the confidence. And thank You for the comfort that gives us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.